Sometimes that can certainly be part of that. Once they realize that maybe they've been victimized, a threat of violence may occur to frighten the person from reporting it. But oftentimes by the time that the victim realizes they've been victimized or scammed, the money is long gone and the threat of violence is very, very unlikely. What we're talking about is fraud here, not crimes of violence. So there may be a threat of violence should somebody want to go forward or report that, but the instances of violence being threatened online are rare. Again, this is about deception. This is about fraud. This is about tricking people into believing that they have a financial opportunity or someone is in need. And again, it's about tricking them into giving over their money.